أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا حضر القسمة أولو القربى واليتامى والمساكين فارزقوهم منه وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا وليخشى الذين لو تركوا من خلفهم ذرية ضعافا خافوا عليهم فليتقوا الله وليقولوا قولا سديدا إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا صدق الله العظيم. Inshallah, we discuss verses number 8, 9 and 10 of Surah An-Nisa. The previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the shares that the male will get from their parents and close family members. And then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reiterates that the females will also get a share from their parents and close family members. In that way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala rejected the basic principle that the Quraysh or what they had in paganism, that a person is only eligible for an inheritance if one is able to ride a horse in the middle of a battlefield and sustain oneself. Here in this verse, the first of these three verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about a typical scenario that happened in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more than likely it may happen whilst an estate is being divided amongst the inheritors, that other close family members who are non-inheritors, or for that matter the poor, or for that matter the orphans, may also assemble in anticipation of a share. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, that when the أُولُو الْقُرْبَى, close family members, يَتَامَى, the orphans, miskeen, the impoverished, assemble themselves, present themselves at the time of al-qisma, at the time of the division of the estate, either it is known to them or whatever, and now they have assembled in anticipation that they will also become shareholders or inheritors. As we discussed previously, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had set down the criteria with regards to who would become the inheritors. That has been set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is not based on benefit that one may give to the person that is now deceased. If we take an example, somebody dies, he leaves this world, he has children, but he probably had a brother or a sister, a sibling, who was very close to him, and that sibling probably had made a lot of khidmah, had attended to him, served him, and now there is an anticipation that they would also be part of the inheritance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here addresses the mature, sane inheritors. Number one is the inheritor has to be mature. Secondly, he has to be sane. Mature means physically matured, attained the age of puberty. Secondly, sane. And the third is that he is present at that particular time. Allah Ta'ala's address to them is, فَرْزُقُوهُمْ مِنْهُ, then sustain them from it. In other words, give them something out of your own share. You have got something that you have really not worked for. It is an Allah-given gift. Allah Ta'ala has given you this gift of the inheritance of probably your parents, whoever it may be. So now, from that share, give something off to these people, if it is possible for you to do so, because you will only create within yourselves the ability to spend in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If it is a family member, you will now reinforce that family relationship. If it is an orphan, obviously it is going to be meritorious. If it is a person that is not by the means, then again it is also meritorious. And in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the mature, sane and the present inheritors. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. If perchance they are dissatisfied, then speak to them in an amicable, honorable way, in a reasonable way, explaining to them that they were not eligible for the inheritance, but this is what the little that you can share with them. Do not become vile with them, do not become unreasonable with them, or for that matter, do not become vulgar with them. The second is Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and let those who have left weak children behind. In other words, a person leaves this world and he knows he is going to be survived by weak children. Weak here will have many different connotations. One is they are not by the financial means, or probably they are not by the intellectual means, or whatever it may be, but they are people that are not self-sustainable, they are not subsistent on their own, they cannot earn, or they do not have very much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people that are going to leave this world, they should be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. Secondly, they should be very apprehensive upon whom the survivors are, whom the inheritors are. In other words, here, do not give out your wealth all in charity and leave nothing for these poor children or nothing for these weak children. Do not unnecessarily make any kind of wasiyah or bequest to any charities, thinking that you are going to be rewarded by giving out in charity and leaving your children unattended and leaving them impoverished or in need. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies that fact, like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion had become ill, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on many occasions that should I give all my wealth out in charity? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. He said 2/3. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said no. He said half. He said no. Then he said 1/3. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said 1/3, and 1/3 is sufficient or enough or in abundance. In other words, if that 1/3 is given out and one finds that yet one's children will still not be self-sustainable, then it is better to see to their sustainability than giving it out in charity. فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Let them fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters also. وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And let them speak appropriately in the matters of inheritance. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. Here once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses the guardians, the custodians, the executors, that those who devour the wealth of the orphans, dhulman, unnecessarily, oppressively. We spoke about one necessity, and that is if a person had become the custodian or the executor or the guardian of the estate, and that estate entailed, for example, assets, immovable assets, properties, etc. The executor himself is not by the means, but now he is expected to look after, then a moderate salary that is in vogue in the community and society will be acceptable for him to draw. Otherwise, everything else will be regarded as dhulam, everything else will be regarded as oppression. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Allah Ta'ala says, then certainly he devours into his stomach, he feeds his stomach nothing but fire, and here it refers obviously to the fire of Jahannam. This is not metaphorical, but this is in real terms, that a person is devouring the wealth of an orphan unnecessarily, oppressively, then he is not putting food of this world into his stomach. Even if he clothes himself or he buys vehicles, of all of it, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought within the ambit of consuming, because the person is now devouring that wealth, and hence there on the day of Qiyamah the consequences of it will be severe, like we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He'll stand on the day of Qiyamah with fire emitting from his mouth. May Allah ta'ala save us. وَسَيَصْلَوْنَ سَعِيرًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he will be dragged and thrown into the fire of Jahannam in the near future. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different advices. One is to the inheritors, one is to the person that is going to leave the world, the deceased, that would become the person that is the testator. And third is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, refers to the guardians of the estate. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.